Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Spa Bill Talk podcast. I wonder what happened to my little opener here. Maybe a little technical. We took a little break, but we are now back on the internet, I guess. welcome back. Let's see. If you're listening to us live, call in 909-232-9227. It's the Smallville Talk episode 189 with breaking news. As you guys might have read today, they finally cast the CBS pilot of Supergirl, the main title role. And it's Melissa Benoist. She was the lead on Glee, and now that that's wrapping up, it looks like she's free to play the title role of Kara Zor-El. So it's going to be awesome that we have our new Supergirl. So that should be pretty much our discussion, even though it's not Mr. the Boy in Blue Superman news. But, hey, any super family is always welcome on Smallville Talk. So that's what we're going to have our discussions. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to. Are people agreeing, disagreeing? I like it. I'm okay with it. I'm ready to go. But I wonder if they're going to keep her brunette hair. I wonder if they're going to bleach it blonde. So that's because, you know, sometimes networks and TV shows, they all have their own way of doing things. So let's see. Let's go around the room from area code 239. Welcome to the Smallville Talk podcast.
Man of Steel, Matt.
Hey, Man of Steel, Matt. Well, how's it going, dude?
Oh, it's going great. Kicking back, watching some Reaper. Don't you miss that show?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Reaper. Every time I hear the theme song, I'm like, remember those days?
Yeah. That aired during Smallville Season 7.
Yes. Yes.
One and
all right.
Two.
Let's see. We have another caller from area code 469.
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton, guys. What's up?
Hey, Joe. Dude, so they casted your cousin.
I know, man. I'm so happy for her. Hey, I read that she already bleached her hair blonde.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news,
cool.
Then.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean when sometimes TV shows try to make their own twist on the character.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
So I was like, I wonder, but if you heard that they bleached, then that's even better. All right. They're really keeping it to the comic book. Okay, we have another caller from air code 609.
Hey, it's Toucan Sam. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, Toucan?
What's going on?
So, Toucan, tell us your thoughts on the casting of Supergirl.
Tupac.
I think it's about time. I mean, she looks the part. From what I can tell, she seems pretty tall. Either that or she was wearing a short skirt, so I can't tell. It makes her legs look longer. But
as always, we're gonna expect that out of the costume, right?
Yeah. I'm happy to see that. Like,
I hope she's wearing the new 52 Supergirl costume. Sorry.
Ooh.
No, it's okay.
That's going to be great.
So I heard someone on the podcast say that with this casting, it completes the B Trinity.
The B Trinity.
Flash,
Arrow, and Supergirl?
Yeah, the B-class Trinity, yeah.
Huh.
Cool.
Yeah.
What happened? Did I shut the show
Have
down
you guys been hearing or reading comments? Are people disagreeing out there? Are they agreeing? Matt from Florida, your thoughts on the casting of Supergirl? Are you okay with it? Are you not?
I'm okay with it. I've read about that earlier too. Michelle, is that her name? Michelle?
Melissa.
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 Benoist.
Benoist or something like that. Yeah, I believe.
I mean, are we reflecting now on the old Supergirl from Smallville? Are we
okay
to move on from that?
Sometimes
we can move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go back and forth and watch Smallville episodes. I mean, she was just there for eye candy. And then all of a sudden, that certain episode, she got really irritating.
Yep.
Kind of,
I know what you mean.
And, but yeah, I'm really interested to see a badass Supergirl series. And I really hope they show Kandor in the pilot episode and get it. Have Christopher Haterdale from Smallville play Zor-El, because we just got him in the episodes Lara and Blue.
Interesting.
The guy who plays Zor-El in the as the clone back in Smallville season 7, he should play Zor-El in the Supergirl series.
I don't think they would do that though, Matt. I think
I think they're gonna want to start fresh, you know. So
Who's their mom? Who is Supergirl's mom? I know about
that's
Zor-El,
it's Lanell.
Lanell.
Superman. We all know they're going to have a reference to
her name
Superman.
Is Cruel.
Cruella DeVille.
We've got to have a reference to Superman on Supergirl.
All right, so I want to take a really quick poll right now. Give me thumbs up, thumbs down. It looks like Matt, you're a thumbs up guy on this casting.
Oh yeah, she looks very pretty.
Let's see if she could pull it off. Come on, she's gotta start working out or something. Get a little toned up. All right, Joe from Krypton, thumbs up, thumbs down on the casting.
Well, she was great. From what I hear, she was great in the Oscar buzz movie Whiplash. So I'm pretty sure
I heard that too.
This is great casting. So I give it a thumbs up.
Okay. All right. And Toucan.
She's perfect. I think she's going to be wonderful. I mean, once you see her with the bleach blonde hair, it'll look good. And I just found out the mother is Chantel and her father is Montel.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
I knew there was going to be something at the end.
Some kind of racism.
Jeez.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. Also, other big news of the Man of Steel is Batman, as I like to call it. Did you guys see the crew gifts that they've been giving out on some of those images that have recently been released, like the last week or so?
Yeah.
On what?
I saw those.
Like the crew gifts.
For BBS?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that. What is it?
Yeah, there's a crew shirt where you actually see Ben Affleck in his armor, and then you see Henry, Superman, like, about to, throw blows. There's that one. And then there's another one where it's the shield that we've been seeing so far with the Batman logo.
And it has
the start date of production and then the wrap date of production.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just saw, like, posters, a bit of posters, and I just read a few things, which is kind of hard to remember about the epic fight between Batman versus Superman and how Lex is going to take General Zod's body and accidentally create Doomsday. And we could possibly get Brainiac in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's take that with a grain of salt there, but hopefully you're right. But let me ask you this. With Man of Steel wrapped up now, and then now, of course, they're building up the next film, which is Suicide Squad. They're possibly saying that Suicide Squad could be a prelude to the next Batman movie. Of course, this is all rumors, but, I mean,
Batman's
what do you guys think about that? Batman getting his own movie again, but now, you know, he's Batman. There's no more origin story. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
By crickets.
I read something that Batman is going to be dead by Suicide Squad.
Yeah, hello? There's a lot of rumors on that. Okay, we have another caller from air code 469.
Sorry about that. I accidentally hung up.
Oh, okay. Alright. Welcome,
Matt.
Back.
You got to stay off that movie pilot website, my friend.
Yeah, are
what?
You still getting your news there, Matt?
Oh, yeah, like I did find out about a bit of Suicide Squad and that Batman could be dead by the end of Batman versus Superman.
No, dude, they're not going to kill Batman.
And that's what I read this week.
You know, this will be a great segment, Matt, where you report us what you read for the week. And then, you know, we'll try to help you out if it's true or false.
I read a whole bunch of stuff for Batman v Superman for the week. It's just some parts I forgot. In that one time
Matt,
I sent you that wrong email.
As your friend, let me just give you a little bit of advice, dude. As your friend, I'm not. Keep in mind, dude, that 98% of what you read on the internet is BS, is bogus. You got to take everything with a grain of salt. Everything.
Yeah,
you read
it's just fun reading. It's just fun reading.
Yeah, and just wait till it comes out, because I did read something at the opening of the movie that starts off with Batman in the Batcave. We're watching Superman fight General Zod, and then he goes right over to Metropolis and sees Superman.
Hmm.
And there were some other parts I read. It was just like a bit of too much. But I think, I'm going to stay away from the spoilers until...
Yeah, because do you guys remember like a couple of weeks ago, the announcement of the screen capture that someone did that works at Warner Brothers, and said that there was going to be a Justice League episode 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And that died right away. Like, where did it go?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
They
we have another caller. If you're listening to us live, call in at 909-232-9227. This is a Smallville Talk podcast. We're on for another 16 minutes. 469, welcome to the Smallville Talk podcast.
Buenas, I'm Kendall.
Hey there. What's up, sir?
Wow.
What was that all about? I thought we were going to get pranked tonight.
It's been a great week of podcasts, I swear.
Okay, so
awesome
let's go around the room. Anything that you've read about Superman or, you know, want to talk about? I'll tell you this. Today at work, me and my friend at work, we're talking about Man of Steel, how some people said that they inserted Christopher Reeves onto Henry's face while he's going up the stream of water and air under the world machine.
Oh, yeah.
And then, the world engine, the world machine.
Yeah, I caught that. Mm-hmm. Who's eating?
Yeah. What? Who's eating?
Somebody's
eating. Let a guy enjoy his gummy worm.
Well, put your phone on mute, my friend.
His gummy worm. Were you eating right out of the phone?
Let a guy eating his gummy worm.
Nope. Oh, man, those gummy worms are hard as hell.
Yeah, I'm trying to opposite.
Kind of worry.
You're now listening to the
like
Gummy Worms podcast.
Yeah, we're brought to you by Gummy Worms.
Brought to you by Habro.
This segment is brought to you by Gummy Worms, where there's always gummy in your tummy.
There you go. Hey, Steve, I have a question for you, man. I heard
on one of your podcasts,
you had a Walmart advertisement. Did you finally get a sponsor? That's cool.
What?
You had a Walmart advertisement at the. Yeah, it was a Walmart promo at the beginning of one of your podcasts on the DC Comics dot.
Whoa. No, I mean,
hold on.
You know that's how they make their money, the website.
Hey Zeus,
I don't get any of that.
Hey Zeus, no, we didn't touch. We didn't touch upon. Didn't they change the Batman symbol?
On where?
On the image.
Media?
They changed it. Yeah, if you look at the coin that Henry Cavill gave out. From what it is on
I didn't notice that.
Well,
I'm going to have to check it out. Yeah. Is it better than the one they've been showing?
It's a little bit less defined. Like, I mean, I don't know how to explain it to you, but I like the original one better when they first, like, showed it with the Superman symbol and the Batman symbol together.
Yeah.
But this one is I can't explain how it is, but I like the original one.
Yeah, and so let me ask you this: in the wake of the casting of Supergirl, let me ask you guys: do you think there's going to be also who's working out? I hear like dumbbells.
Oh yeah, I hear that too.
Dumbbells.
Gummy bears working out.
Chris, is that you working out too? What's going on? He's either driving or he's like working out, eating gummy bears gummy worms.
Are you calling me fat?
No, what do you mean calling you fat?
You're like saying, oh, you need to work out.
No. You need to work out. You're making this up. Get out of here.
I work out. No.
What is that? Are you like?
That's not me. That's not me. I'm only the gummy worm. Not the dumbbell.
the dumbbell. Someone's like, oh yeah. They're like working now on their phone.
Wow.
All right. Wow. So let me ask you this. Okay. So going back to my question. Now, in the wake of the casting of Supergirl, do you think this will also spark more interest of having a Supergirl in the new DCU, Cinematic Universe? Let's go around the room. Matt from Florida, what do you think? Do you think Supergirl might have a chance?
Yeah, I think so, because I'm really looking forward to Superpowers back on TV. Yeah, I know we got The Flash, but this is Supergirl for crying out loud. I'm really looking forward to all these new DC shows coming on.
No. Let me rephrase my question. That wasn't my question. My question is, do you think now in the wake of the TV show of Supergirl and the casting, do you think it'll also spark more of an interest to insert Supergirl in the movie, in the DC movies?
Oh, yeah. They actually should, because Helen Slater, Supergirl movie back like in 1980s was terrible. I mean, it was really not that good. It's like,
yeah, we
got to
forget that one. Yeah. Just like Dean Cain in Lois and Clark. We got to forget about that.
Yeah, I hardly watch those anymore. Smallville
and
Steel are my favorite.
All right, let's hear from Francesco. Francesco, your thoughts. Do you think DC movies are going to now have a little spark interest in adding Supergirl to the mix?
It'd be nice to hear all that stuff. It's nice to hear. I don't know if they'll do it. I mean, it depends. It depends how Wonder Woman's received by the public. You know? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear noise.
So it just depends on how Wonder Woman is perceived by the public. And then plus, who knows?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? Everybody sleepy tonight?
No.
We're letting you talk.
Yeah, we're listening, bro.
All right. But no,
all right.
Nice. I mean, but I don't know how they would do
it. Okay, well, okay. Joe from Krypton, let's hear from you, sir.
I would definitely say, yeah. We'll probably see her. I don't think it'll be in the first phase, and I hate to use that term for DC movies. I don't think it'll be in the first phase of movies, but I definitely think they'll incorporate that character in, like, the next phase of DC movies after they wrap, you know, like Green Lantern and all that stuff in 2020.
Yeah.
We'll probably see her get her own movie next decade. Absolutely. I think not only will we get, like, a Supergirl, we'll get more obscure characters. Like, I really think we'll eventually get a Booster Gold and a Blue Beetle movie, which would be freaking awesome.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, I can't wait for that, dude, man.
That would be awesome to actually see the future in Booster Gold and Beast and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, cool. Chris from Kandor, let's hear from you, sir. In the wake of the casting of Supergirl, do you think DC movies are going to be more accepting of adding Supergirl to the mix? Jesus.
I'm going to go with Francesco. What he said, it depends on how Wonder Woman is going to get received. So we have to wait until the movie comes out, and if the show is going to be quite well, then yeah, definitely, I think that would be a great addition.
You know, the one thing with sci-fi and, you know, fantasy is when you have a show that's dedicated, you know, primarily to the visual effects, they got to pull it off, right? They can't just, like, do the green screen, like, oh, I'm flying. They got to really pull it off like how they did with Man of Steel or even some of the effects on Superman Returns. What do you think about that, Chris? Do you think they got to step it up on the visual effects for this show?
I think they're really good in already. I mean, but I don't think that they need to step up, that they're bad. But if they can step up, you know, like the Flash, I watched the Flash tonight. It was amazing, you know, and the special effects on it. So it's not bad. So like, they don't need to step up as, hey, we need to improve because our quality is bad. But if they can step up to just like improve their quality to make it better, then yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. All right, let's hear it from you, Matt. Matt from Florida. Do you think CBS, are you agreeing? Should they step it up on the visual effects for the show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Man of Steel.
She has to fly, right?
So, yeah, I mean, come on. Smallville was awesome, but now with the Flash, with the speed, come on, like, make it like actual flying and how epic he took off in Man of Steel. I mean, the way he just zoomed up into the sky, that part was awesome. I could see Kara, a.k.a. Supergirl, doing the same thing. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, Francesco, let's
Supergirl.
Go to you, sir. CBS, they got to step it up, right, on the visual effects? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, they have to step it up, obviously. I mean, but who knows? It depends on how they do it. I mean, I don't know if they're going to go straight into that, if it's going to be one season or her finding out who she really is. I personally wouldn't mind that if they took a season to figure out who she was and had some kind of power, you know, but who knows how they're going to do it. I'm just going to sit back and watch.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Let's go to you, Joe. CBS, should they budget a little bit extra for the visual effects?
Well, CW is doing a fantastic job with Arrow and Flash, and obviously CW has a bigger budget because it's a bigger company. So you know they're going to step it up with Supergirl. They're going to do it very well. And a lot of the superhero shows on TV have really good special effects now, so I don't see why they would slack on Supergirl.
So
yeah, I think it's gonna be good.
And then what about the costume guys? Do you think they're gonna lean more on the Man of Steel, or do you think they're just gonna go so retro? Like I think Joe mentioned they should go through the New 52 route. Let's go around the room. Do you think they're going to head towards the Man of Steel or the New 52 or in between? Matt from Florida.
I say the Man of Steel because I've seen fan-made pictures like of Megan Fox in it or just somebody else entirely, and I'd say I'd go with Man of Steel Supergirl.
Mm.
I mean,
all right.
Girl of Steel.
There you go. Chris
mm-hmm.
from Kandor, which route do you think they're going to go with the costume now that they have their Supergirl?
There's so many good ones. I'm thinking Man of Steel would be really good. I like Man of Steel.
Okay. Towards that direction.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Joe from Krypton.
It would be cool to see Man of Steel, but I don't think they'll do that because it's a separate universe. We now know that this is a multiverse, so they're not going to go the cinematic universe style. They're going to create their own TV universe costume. Yeah, if anything, Supergirl Man of Steel version will be the movie version of, you know, Man of Steel Supergirl, because that's that
mm-hmm.
universe.
True.
So I think it'll be a completely new, made-up-for-the-show version. I mean, they'll probably just take some elements from the comics, you know, of course. But,
yeah.
I don't think it'll be Man of Steel, though.
And, Francesco, your thoughts, sir?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about it. I don't know how they would do it, to be honest with you. They might just do it off, you know, real easy. Maybe like a one piece. I don't know. I'm just trying to think, like, maybe like a one piece where it's got like the emblem, like maybe on her chest or something. But I doubt you're going to see like a cape or anything.
Oh, really? No cape?
No, I don't think you'll get a cape.
That'll kind of be...
Fans will riot.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, because on Smallville.
What about the skirt? Should she have a skirt or not? Let's go around the room really quick. Just say yes or no. Chris, skirt, no skirt?
Yes.
Yes on what?
Yes
on the skirt.
Yes on the skirt. All right, Joe from Krypton.
Red panties, no skirt.
No skirt. All right, Francesco.
No panties, no skirt.
Oh, okay. Matt of Steel.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, what? I didn't hear you answer.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Skirt.
The skirt and show belly button.
And show the belly button. Okay, we'll write that down.
Random.
That's what
you welcome to DC Talk After Dark.
All right.
I want to see a happy
trail. Oh, wait, right after this one. So, I want to thank you guys again for calling into Smallville Talk. It's been a lot of fun. You know, a lot of news has definitely come about as Man of Steel wrapped up production back in December. But, you know, the Man of Steel is still around now with the new Aquaman movie coming up, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
That'd be great if we could get some giveaways. I'm going to try to see if I could get them. So, thanks for Matt. He just left, but Francesco, give us a shout out, sir.
Hey, you guys can reach me. Sam.
wonderful.
You can reach me.
Who was that? All right, cool. Joe from Krypton, give us your shout out, sir.
I'm afraid to.
No, go ahead.
No, we're gonna be back this weekend on Booster Gold Coldest. Hopefully,
awesome.
You'll join us, Matt.
I can't wait. Yeah, you gotta let me know. All right,
awesome.
Chris from Kandor.
Hey, thanks for calling, everybody. It was good to talk to calling people.
Awesome. You rock, bro.
You
talk to you later.
Man.